Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Zach Berry, at Zach underscore Berry. You can both write for the Ole Miss Spirit from spirit.com and affiliate of On Three. If you sign up today for the Ole Miss Spirit, you can get a sub for just $1 as Ole Miss makes its push towards its next football game. Only two remaining in the regular season. Florida, a trip to Florida on Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC. And then next week, Thanksgiving week, Black Friday, it's the in-state rival Mississippi State Bulldogs for the Egg Bowl. But this Talk of Champions is for different purposes. And you know that. Whenever Zach Berry shows up, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about Ole Miss recruiting here in the Riverland Roofing Studios. A little house up top, riverlandroofing.com. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Zachary, he joins me now, mid-sip of a Coke, I think. Hey, buddy, what's up?
What is up? It is wasn't quite the bye week for me with recruiting, but we love to see it though. The site was buzzing; people were excited. It was a good time to be an Ole Miss fan. The last 7-8 days.
I'll just go ahead and start here because I know that's where every Ole Miss fan would want me to start. It's the number one question I've gotten, and I'm sure you've gotten too ever since Caleb Cunningham, the in-state 5-star. Wide receiver committed, flipped from Alabama to Ole Miss. Who's next? Devin Harper's flipped from LSU to Ole Miss. But I'm telling you, it's not about who you got. It's about who's next every single time, Zachary. So who's next?
You know, hard to say with it being so close to signing day. I think a lot of guys are going to just kind of let things marinate a little bit. And you know, plan on, are you going to take those last official visits? If you made me pick a name, and I'm not there yet, I've stared at the tab on my laptop for about 36 hours now, very close to a flip RPM pick for Tyler Miller. Still waiting to talk to a couple people this week. I know that there's a lot of buzz there, a lot of momentum per sources around the state of Mississippi, but LSU's done a hell of a job his entire recruitment, and I know his mom has been all in on LSU and what they have planned for him. They love Coach Davis, the offensive line coach there, but Ole Miss just continues to chip away at pretty much all of the remaining targets, but Tyler Miller – in particular, is one that I think could be next. I'm not saying he is going to be, but if you made me choose one at the remaining targets, I would say it's Tyler Miller.
Which prospects, as Ole Miss makes and all other schools, make the push to the first of two signing periods in December? I think it's December 6th or 8th. It's just, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Fourth through the 6th is the first signing period, if you will. The first Wednesday of December, just like it used to be just the only first Wednesday of February. Now there's two of them, the second one in February. What are the players? Who are the players, as you put a Zen in, who are the players that Ole Miss or Ole Miss fans should most be watching right now?
I put out a couple intel pieces yesterday as, you know, bye week. A lot of people were busy, got a lot of phone calls back, got a lot of texts back. So had to get out there and, you know, get the proverbial pin out to get the the Ole Miss Spirit folks some scoop. But right now it seems like outside of Winston Watkins Jr., it's pretty much all flip targets. You know, you the heavy hitter, I just talked about Tyler Miller. You got to start with Deuce Knight, five-star quarterback. He's been committed to Auburn since October, flipped from Notre Dame. He was committed to Notre Dame for a long time. And at this one, I think is going to be a follow the visits type thing. He's supposed to be back in Auburn this weekend. And then the thing that's interesting for Deuce Knight and for Jared Smith, who is also on the list, and we'll get to him in a minute, the final game for Auburn is on the road. Mm. The final game for Ole Miss is in Oxford. So could they each make a return trip? They were both at the Georgia game. Jared Smith just went to the South Carolina game, which, I mean, Ben, I don't know if you saw it. Quite the atmosphere, and also just the roller coaster of emotions of for Gamecock fans who pulled it out of the fire there late. So that's back-to-back weekends where Jared Smith was in some pretty electric environments, saw some big wins for the team he was there to see. Those are the two up top you got to start with, both Auburn commits. We mentioned Tyler Miller. Tyler Lockhart is another one that's very interesting. Not a lot of scuttle about him right now, but really taken aback when Caleb Cunningham flipped. Ole Miss has always been kind of in the peripheral, on the outskirts there, recruiting him. He's been primarily focused on getting back to a state championship game and winning another one. But Mississippi State, will he, won't he stick with the Bulldogs? We all know about Mississippi State struggles. Is that going to be enough? Will there be an NIL package deal set for him that's competitive enough when looking at other schools? Will that ultimately matter? Will that be the deciding factor? Or will he look at, hey, Ole Miss is the premier program in the state right now. They've got all this hype, all this buzz. Probably going to make the college football playoff. Is that going to matter? So he's one to keep an eye on. And then Mario Nash as well, the four-star offensive tackle, committed to Florida State. I know he put out a tweet, said that he was still firmly committed to the Noles, but they fire his position coach, Alex Atkins, one of the premier recruiters in the country. He is no longer in Tallahassee. Will that ultimately be a sticking point for Nash, and will he reopen things? He was committed to Mississippi State for a while. Ole Miss, like I said, with Tyler Miller chipping away. So a lot of guys that you want to check that guest list next week. You know, who will be in town? Who's expected in town for the Egg Bowl? And then I will be there to verify who actually makes it, because as we know, they can be on the guest list, but they also cannot show up. So that's true. I think we're gonna get a lot more clarity next week, Friday, possibly Saturday, if prospects come in after the game. So that's gonna be where I think things are gonna really get interesting.
I do want to say that as Ole Miss wins at an unprecedented consistent level with Lane Kiffin, that you're seeing far less of cars falling or rides falling through for big time prospects. These kids are showing up and showing out for Ole Miss. And I do see a pretty common trend as far as the guys you're talking about. You're talking about linebackers, linemen. I feel like that's really where Ole Miss wants to hit in his high school recruiting specifically, because we're going to get to the portal in a second. But when you're talking about building out from your high school class, I think Ole Miss is obviously first and foremost focused on the lines, but then also linebackers, a place where they like to sign and develop if they can.
Yeah, lines of scrimmage, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Got to shore that up every cycle. I think Pete Golding and Randall Joyner are pretty pleased with the second and third string defensive linemen right now. And linebacker, some guys are going to have some tough decisions to make in a couple months. But yeah, I think you're going to see a push for some certain positions in the portal. I do think they're going to really go after some wide receivers, just at the high school level. They really like Dylan Alford. They really like Samari Reed and Winston Watkins Jr. I mentioned him because you're probably going to lose quite a bit from the wide receiver room. You know, you're at least losing Trey Harris, Jordan Watkins. You know, what's Juice Wells going to do? And what are the other guys going to do? Are they going to stick around? Are they going to jump in the portal? A lot of those questions will be answered. For some, it might be answered after the Mississippi State game, where guys are just going to start, hey, you know, I'd be cool to go to a college football playoff game, but they might want to go ahead and get the ball rolling so they can get out and start trying to put their name out there for the portal.
As far as the transfer portal and where you expect Ole Miss to most be focused on, at least early in the early burst, as the first of a couple of windows gets ready to come open, where do you think Ole Miss will focus its first attention, I guess you could say?
Well, last time I checked, the program is led by Lane Kiffin, so it's probably going to be quarterback. And then, look, and nobody yell at your phone or your car radio or whatever you're listening or watching. You know, don't yell at your laptop or whatever. Austin Simmons, obviously good at football, confirmed. I was there. But what's Walker Howard going to do? Walker Howard opts to get in the portal. Probably going to need to have somebody that is a guy that's played, an experienced backup. You got A.J. Maddox, no slouch. Actually heard a lot of good things about him throughout this season. Live arm, but he's young. He's never played. Only really A.J. Maddox played in the spring game. That's about it. So what's going to happen there? If Walker Howard sticks around, sure, check that box, move on. You don't need one. But he's a guy that is older. He's been in the system. You know, maybe not as much experience as you'd like, but he's been around. He knows the offense. So if he were to get in the portal, I think that quarterback is the first thing you need to have, because it only takes one play for your quarterback to go down. You got to have somebody to go – to go in right after him. Everybody saw that in the Georgia game. Running back for sure. Again, it's Lane Kiffin, it's offense. Probably always going to go quarterback, running back, wide receiver. Always got to have dudes there. Got to have guys that can play and play pretty much immediately. Guys that are experienced, have a, you know, been in the battles, you know, whether it's SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, whatever, you're going to need some guys, especially running back. Kevin Smith, he likes to rotate guys. He likes to play a lot of backs. They like to keep guys fresh when they go tempo. You're going to need more than one, two running backs. And then wide receiver, I already mentioned, they're going to lose a couple. You got to get some guys that can come in and help transition from this year to next. And then the offensive line, I think they might try to go for a tackle, but I do think they're in a good spot there. And then, I mean, at this point with the Grove Collective rolling like it is and this program really ascending at the right time, I think you're going to have your pick with some guys. There are going to be some dudes that, you know, oh, they see their phone and, you know, oh, it's Pete Golden calling. I probably need to pick it up. That's going to be something that the guys are going to pay attention to now more than ever, where as before, it's like, you know, Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, I don't really know much about him. People know a lot about Ole Miss now, and this season has really helped that. Beating Georgia like Ole Miss did, I think, really opened people's eyes, where there was probably a lot of doubt, a lot of question marks. You know, can not only Lane Kiffin, you know, win the big game, which basically translates to Lane Kiffin can't beat Alabama or Georgia. Well, he's beating Georgia now. I mean, a lot of guys are going to be paying attention, and it's probably going to be some dudes, Ben, that pick up the phone and call Pete Golding, call Lane Kiffin. Secondary is an interesting one. You're going to lose Trey Amos. Ben, I think he might be a day one NFL guy. He has made a lot of money this year. Here's the thing for people, you know, and I don't want to call myself a ball knower, but just taking a term that people use, non-ball knowers, people that maybe not into all the stuff with NFL draft talk and what scouts have to say. If you're not hearing Trey Amos' name a lot on Saturdays, that's good, because that means people are not throwing at him. And that's been the case for a large part of the season. So you're probably going to have to go get a shutdown corner. And they've loaded up a considerable amount in this class, the high school level in the secondary. But yeah, I mean, it's the portal. It's the SEC. You're wanting to compete year in, year out in the college football playoff, Ben. So I'm not going to rule out any position, honestly. I mean, I don't know if it's best player available, but they're probably looking at it like that, where, hey, can this guy fit into what we do? Do they fit in the culture? Then we'll go get him. We'll at least have those conversations. But yeah, you're going to have to do a quick pulse check on your own roster, recruit your own guys to stay. And then after you evaluate that and see who might be leaving, then you go and attack the areas that you need.
Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe as Uncommon Goods for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Here's what I've heard specifically. Number one, like Zach touched on there, defensive back is going to be a big need for Ole Miss and want for Ole Miss in the portal. One thing about Ole Miss, if you've watched how they recruit as far as portal recruiting under Lane Kiffin and Pete Golding for the last couple of years, they always get at least a couple of safeties, a couple of corners if they can get it. Don't forget also that guys like Isaiah Hamilton, if they stick around, they still have upside there that they really, really like as well. But that's one area I think Ole Miss will absolutely address in the portal. Defensive line, as far as defensive tackles, we've talked about Jaheim Otis. And I had somebody on the Ole Miss Spirit message board ask us, hey, Ben, anything new on Jaheim Otis? You're not going to hear anything, quote, new or new developments until the portal actually opens, lest any school be accused of doing something it's not supposed to. In the portal. Now, I'm not saying that Jaheim Otis is going to pop for Ole Miss immediately once the portal opens. I'm just simply saying that that's when it becomes real and all the stuff you hear gets put into practice. It's right. It's like a proof of concept sitting in front of you. So Jaheim Otis, I think Ole Miss is going to be in on him. Other players like a Caleb Odom, if they get into the portal as Ole Miss has a tight end need, that's another position. If Daquan Wright returns, which I think he will, he's the starter for you, but the number two tight end, I think they'll go find a tight end, at least from the conversations I've had. Wide receivers is an obvious need. Now, the question about Deion Smith that I waited to get to until now is there's some rumors out there that he is trying to make a push to be at Ole Miss in January. Here's what I know. I've got a call out to him. I'm going to reach out to him again. I'll find out what he says. But folks, guarded optimism anytime you hear anything about Deion, because we've seen this movie over and over and over before, and we know how it ends. So they're going to go into the portal looking for wide receivers, and they expect to lose some too. I don't want to – I think it would be disrespectful to the kids to – or not, they're not kids, but to the players to pick these out. But they're going to have some losses at wide receiver to the portal. Now, of the losses they're going to have, I've heard nothing surprising. Right, you can pretty much put this together on your own. But like I said, I'm really excited about where Ole Miss is, both in high school and in portal recruiting, because you can see that it's no longer, well, got to go get a quarterback. I remember when Ole Miss had to get Dylan Gabriel, had to get Cam Ward, had to get Jackson Dart. There isn't that kind of pressing, got to have it need. It's about reaffirming, re-strengthening a playoff contender. And while Ole Miss will lose a lot, don't forget either, that defensive line, that young group of defensive linemen, they love. They think Cam Franklin and Jeffrey Rush and Cam Beavers, William Eccles, that they have the potential by the time they're juniors to be very a lot like, if not the same, because this has been the best Ole Miss defensive line ever, but has a chance to be as dangerous or pushing as good as the current group, but they're just young and they're learning. So when you're looking at the portal, remember the lines of scrimmage, remember wide receiver, definitely a backup tight end, and always defensive backs. I think one thing that's really interesting is Ole Miss is so well-equipped at linebacker because T.J. Dottery's coming back, and he's been great in ascending. Chris Poupal's been great, but he's made himself a lot of money too. Linebacker could be a need for them, but you haven't seen guys like Raymond Collins also that have been, you know, kind of learning, taking a gap year to learn the scheme that they really, really liked coming out of JUCO. And JUCO's barely exist anymore. That's a long way of saying they don't have that gotta-go-get-it need so much as where can we really attack portal recruiting to refortify another playoff contender behind Austin Simmons. I think quarterback is far down that list of needs, but I could see them going in a direction like they almost did with Mark Wright. You remember him? Who with that Vanderbilt quarterback who is more gimmicky, that could give them something that maybe Austin can't give on his own. So in that way, I could see them going quarterback, but I think you nailed it, man. And I think for the defensive side, it starts in secondary. On the offensive side, it starts at wide receiver, and that's where you'll really see Ole Miss hit the ground running once the portal does open.
It's funny you mentioned some of the quarterback names way back when. For those that have any doubts about Lane Kiffin. And
I think I said Mark Wright, by the way. That was the Ole Miss baseball right fielder. It's Mike Wright.
Yeah. I knew what you were saying.
Thank you, Fred.
Shout out, Mark.
Shout out, Mark Wright.
Red Devil alum. The three names that you threw out there, obviously Jackson Dart plays for Ole Miss. The other two names, Dylan Gabriel and Cam Ward, Heisman Trophy candidates. So if you ever have any questions about Lane Kiffin and who he's looking at to play quarterback for him, there's your answer. Because I remember there was a lot of teeth gnashing when some bum from Incarnate Word was visiting Ole Miss, and then now the guy has, you know, Miami one loss, and he's put up a ton of numbers, and he's had a good year. So, but yeah, the ebbs and flows of recruiting are, I mean, amplified greatly with the portal, where it's a lot faster and things are going to shift and move a lot over the next couple weeks, the next couple months, when guys are looking to see, you know, who leaves elsewhere. Is so-and-so going to leave from this school? Or is that coach going to stay there? I think that's big too. You know, a lot of guys remember dudes from their recruitment and, hey, I liked that position coach. He's still there. Okay. I might give him a call. So, yeah, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's obvious, but yeah, I mean, you're going to see a lot of guys leave. John Saunders, veteran safety, he's gone. Going to have to replace him. So things will start to make a lot more sense in the coming months.
All right. Now, before we get out of here, when you look at Ole Miss's current roster, is there anything you're hearing? Because I'm not hearing, again, a ton of surprises, but anything as far as losses from the roster that could be deemed significant? Are you hearing anything like that?
Not really right now. I mean, you've got your obvious, you know, what's Aiden Williams going to do? Because I mean, I think people have been trying to figure that out for the last year. That's the big one. That's pretty much it. I mean, that and Walker Howard. Just, you know, is Walker Howard going to stick around? I think that he's going to stay for at least the spring and compete. I have heard some things recently in the last couple of weeks that he's leaning towards the portal. I don't know. That's not a firsthand account. I didn't talk to Walker. I mean, dude, if they're giving out a Heisman for body language, Walker Howard is, I mean, the runaway winner. The guy looks like he's having a blast on the sidelines every week. Zero signs of being selfish or mad that he's not playing. So we'll see. You know, could he be a guy that jumps in after Thanksgiving when the regular season's over? You know, he's got to wait for that actual window to open, but he could be one that could jump in early so he can start to get that dialogue started with other programs. But that's pretty much it right now for Ole Miss, like, current players. Those are the only two names that really jump out, to be honest.
Walker Howard, I do know a little bit about him. He's the best teammate, everybody's favorite teammate. For him, it's going to be really hard if he does have to make that decision because he wants to be at Ole Miss. There's a reason why he left LSU and came here. But at this point, if he wants a future in football and his path is now, you know, completely blocked, then obviously he'll have to make a move for himself. But I do think there is a real possibility that he tries to compete in the spring and go at it with Austin Simmons. And I want people to forget how good of a player he was considered coming out of high school and all those things, a top 50 player, a 4 or 5 star, depending on your service, all those things. Very talented player. It's just Austin Simmons has been good. So that whole quarterback discussion could be solved with one very simple thing: Walker staying for the spring, and then you reassess your options later. Because I think for Ole Miss, it's surrounding talent. The offensive line, they will add any good offensive lineman they can, but the reason you're seeing with high school linemen, they know they got to change a little bit of direction, I think, as far as how they built out their offensive line and things like that. The fact that you're not seeing Bryson Sanders or Preston Cushman or Cam East, those guys, that is a problem. So they're really focused on signing and developing because linemen take longer than anyone else, and then they'll add transfer portal offensive linemen where they need it. But you could see pretty much the entire offensive line, save for the obvious, leave. Stay for next year. Jeremy James is out of eligibility, but he hadn't really played. Caleb Warren's out of eligibility. But the starting group outside of Reese McIntyre, you can see pretty much return. So there's a lot at play for Ole Miss in building out its roster for next year. But for Ole Miss, it does start with what does Walker do. And Walker, he needs to be given credit for how good of a teammate he is. Like, universally beloved in that locker room. Walker Howard is awesome. And he ain't going to go down without a fight, even though Austin Simmons has been crushing the game so far. But that's what you want. You want that kind of healthy competition, good players making good players better and beating good players out. And that's how Ole Miss will always try to maintain its roster. Last one before I let you go, the Texas wide receiver entered the portal. Have you heard anything new?
Not much. I think he's going to wait around to see who else reaches out, who else he might have some bites from. I mean, I've heard it's Oregon and Ole Miss up top. I think Oregon would have the early edge, but, I mean, nobody knows.
Nobody knows that.
I think the Oregon connection is real, and then Ole Miss was quick to get in touch as well. I talked to a couple people in Texas, and they said that he's not really saying much, and they think that we're talking about Jonte Cook, obviously. They think that he's going to kind of take a beat and sit back and wait until after the regular season's over and see who else reaches out. But I was told if you have to pick a pecking order, I was told it's Oregon and then Ole Miss.
Well, Tommy Tuberville is kind of recruiting adjacent. It does pertain to recruiting. Tommy Tuberville, according to Michael Casagrande, AL.com, reporting from him, is pushing for national NIL law. And he doesn't like the idea of players breaking contracts and leaving teams after agreeing to be there long term, to which I say, I've got an Ole Miss pine box with your name on it, Tubbs. The audacity of these old idiots in suits. Rage Against the Machine, fight the power. He's Zach Berry. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben, at Zach _ Berry. Sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and affiliate of On 3. You can sign up today for just $1. Big things happening, and we'd love to have you there, OMSpirit.com. And also Riverland Roofing. That's where I come to you from every single day. Not Riverland Roofing, but the Riverland Roofing Studios, the little house up top. few, if any, are doing more in the Ole Miss NIL space than Riverland Roofing. So give them all your support. It's Rebels Helping Rebels, 662-644-4297 for all your roofing needs, or visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. Thank you, Zach. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. See ya.
All right, here's the deal. Billy.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.